The future may not be clear, but our commitment is. So when you sit with an advisor at Merrill Lynch, we'll put your interests first. Visit ml.com and learn more about Merrill Lynch, an affiliate of Bank of America. Merrill Lynch makes available products and services offered by Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC.
Beyond the selfie, Snapchat is taking it to the next level. Get ready for augmented reality.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos from the newsroom in New York City. And on Tuesday, Snapchat unveiled an augmented reality feature that allows users to add special effects to background scenes of photos and videos they shoot on their smartphones. What does it mean for the user experience? And more importantly, what does it mean for Snapchat's bottom line? As this could potentially be valuable to advertisers. Let's get right to the details. Joining us now, patching in from our San Francisco studio, is the Wall Street Journal's Georgia Wells. Hey, Georgia.
Hey.
So let's get a better idea of what this entails. Now, previously, the feature was largely limited to images of faces. Snapchat users are very familiar with these lenses. What would the new lenses consist of?
The new lenses look a lot like the ones that Snapchat users use on their face, but now it's for the environment around us. And so, for example, if you open up the Snapchat app and point the camera at, say, a desk or the floor in front of you or something outdoors, you can choose to have like a rainbow or a cloud image kind of appear in this space in front of you.
Is this part of a strategy Snap has in learning what products users have near them? And does that mean the next step is getting in on additional advertising opportunities?
So, to be clear, Snap has not said how or whether it plans to monetize these lenses. Mm-hmm. But we do know that the company is under tremendous pressure to make more money per user. And after chatting with a few analysts, one obvious way to do that is to be able to bring marketers and advertisers more information about people's actual behavior in the real world and how that connects to the online advertising that companies show them. And if you have, you know, a feature that interacts with products, perhaps branded products in the real world, like a can of soda or a company's logo, like a Nike swoosh, mm-hmm. That's one way that the marketers could find out what's in the environments of Snapchat users, and that's really valuable data.
So Snap's advertising is unique in the way it's targeting. Is it working to make it even more sophisticated and targeted?
Snap has kind of a love-hate relationship with targeted advertising because when the company rolled out advertising back in 2014, it said that its ads would be kind of fund the way they used to be before they got what it called creepy and targeted. And so at that time, the ads were more sort of like television spots, like in the Discover content where you have publishers creating content. If you're looking through, you know, swiping through, you'll come across like very high, they feel like magazine or television ads from like Tic Tac or different brands. And now advertisers want more information about how effective the ads are. And I don't know whether targeting is extremely important to Snapchat, but I know in general when marketers are thinking about the spend that they're going to, you know, what they're going to pay to different online platforms, whether or not they can target on those platforms is really important to them.
Snap's launch of lenses on selfies a year and a half ago, I guess it's been, has been popular with users. Has the feature brought in significant money for Snap and any specific brand that highlights just how much?
Right. I don't know how much specific brands are paying, but I do know that some brands are paying a lot of money. Like I spoke with one person who has been involved in these transactions and said that this person observed brands paying $750,000 a day for a sponsored lens. And examples of what these lenses look like, although I don't know how much these specific lenses, you know, were sold for, but during the Super Bowl, Gatorade had a really popular lens where users could make it look like one of those really big coolers of colorful Gatorade was poured over their head. And there were other lenses that could make it look like users were wearing a Falcons helmet, for example.
Snapchat's full of these interesting ideas. We're speaking to the Wall Street Journal's Georgia Wells about Snapchat's new augmented reality feature. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
Looking for an easy way to advance your career or improve your business? Download an audiobook. At Penguin Random House Audio, we publish best-selling business books, often read by the author. Receive expert advice as you go about your daily routine. Listen to an audiobook as you commute, travel for business, or work out. Visit tryaudiobooks.com/WSJ for a free full download and listening suggestions.
Thanks for joining us. This brings up an interesting issue, the relationship that Snap has with its users and what they share with advertisers. Up until recently, Snap didn't share much data about its users with advertisers. Moving ahead, how is Snap prioritizing its users' privacy and product experience?
Right. Snap says that its users' privacy and the experience for the users on the products are what it's prioritizing going forward. Certainly, I think Snap will be using more data about its users and advertising, at least to inform the marketers about how effective their campaigns are. That said, in its terms of service, Snap still has lines that, like, it doesn't share information with advertisers about locations that would reveal the identities of users, and users can still opt out of some types of targeted advertising. So, you know, will it likely end up looking more targeted? Yes, but the company is, like, very clear that, you know, it all still has to fit into this framework where they're prioritizing user privacy.
Very interesting. Georgia Wells, thanks as always for the time.
Excellent. Thank you, Tanya.
Thanks for joining us. That'll wrap up this edition of the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing for now. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York City. Thanks for listening.
The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.